A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Healthy Mind Matters, brought to you by Intermountain Healthcare on KSL News Radio.
Thank you for joining us for Healthy Mind Matters. I'm Maria Chaleos. With me today, Glady Larson, the Director of Development for Safe Harbor, and Lisa Nichols, who is the Assistant Vice President of Community Health for Intermountain Healthcare. Glady, let's talk about the stigma or the misconceptions that surround domestic violence. What are you seeing? What is the challenge? What do we need to educate people on?
So one of the stigmas that is around domestic violence is that it's a specific group of people that are experiencing domestic violence. But domestic violence has no limits. It can affect any race, age, ethnicity, and gender. So this is something that we see constantly. It is really important for us to understand that this can happen to any person out there. Domestic violence is in our society, and it affects a lot of our economy. It affects children most of all. They are definitely one of the groups that are affected the most. And I know that Lisa, in terms of healthcare, I think she can actually answer a little bit more on that as well.
Yeah, we know, there has been a lot of evaluation and study, and we know that children who come from households where they've experienced violence or seen violence, it can be as harmful to see violence as experience violence, actually have, multitudes of problems as children, from, depression and anxiety and into adulthood. And it might be surprising, but is also accurate that they have much higher likelihood of chronic illnesses like diabetes. So this trauma really affects people's physical and emotional health very long term.
Glady, what are some of the ways the community in general can help?
Our StopTheViolenceUtah.org, our main focus was to just bring awareness and a call of action to end the violence in Utah. I think the easiest way for the community to help is to reach out, go to StopTheViolenceUtah.org, look at the resources, and reach out to local agencies. Right now, the pandemic has done a number of, we have a lot of resources that are available, but we do need the help in terms of donation and in terms of volunteering. And volunteering can be done with different ways. I know that personal volunteering is not necessarily available in all of the different locations, but there are ways for you to volunteer, for you to donate and help bring awareness of this issue to our communities.
Oftentimes, things like this seem like you're the only one that is going through this. How important is it for people to understand that they are not the only ones that are the victims of domestic violence? It's invisible, right?
It is invisible. This is the hard part with this, is that this issue is invisible. And we offer groups, and right now it's been a little bit more difficult because those groups used to meet personally. Now it's with the pandemic, it has been a little bit difficult, but it is so awesome to know that other people are there to support you, that you're not alone, that you have, that this is actually happening. Not, you want to know that you have that support, that you're not alone, and that you are not the reason why this is happening to you. It's really important that you know that people are out there. This is not just you. So the support is there, and we loved when we were able to get into groups so that people could share their experiences, and they could share also the fact that there is hope. There are so many people, Maria, that have been through domestic violence and are now just leading an amazing life. There is hope for everyone out there. We do not need to look at this as just a bad experience and a negative experience. I think Lisa mentioned that sometimes as a community member or as a friend or as a family member, we feel like we are hopeless. We cannot help, but there is hope. Just reach out. There, we are here to help. There is a committed community effort against all of the sister agencies across the state, first responders, law enforcement. We are all in this together. And this is what we're saying when we meet this campaign. By ourselves, we can't do it, but together we can make a difference.
Lisa, tell folks about the resources that are available. How do they reach out and get help?
Yeah, thank you. And I would just punctuate, we're a health system and we care about this, but it takes a continuum. And so glad to be part of the Stop the Violence campaign. I'm going to turn to Glady actually to name the link and the websites.
Sure. It's the link line is 1-800-897-LINK. So that's 1-800-897-5465. And stoptheviolenceutah.org is where you can look at all our campaign, the resources. And we just had a walk last week, and we were able to just meet with a lot of the community members. So we thank you for your support. And please reach out to see if there's anyone that may need that support. We are here to help 24/7.
Lisa, anything you'd like to add?
No, thank you so much for this time, Maria.
Thank you to both of you. And let's give that information again to make sure that anyone that needs help right now can get it right now. The state link line, 24 hours a day, 1-800-897-LINK. That is 1-800-897-5465. You can also find out more information about the Stop the Violence campaign at stoptheviolenceutah.org. And thanks again.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.